That one, yeah, there you go.
Good evening, everyone. This is the special meeting of the City Derby Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen. It is now 6:00 p.m. And Mr. Garofalo, can you have the roll call?
Stand for the pledge.
Stand for the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mr. Newberg? Ms. Pettinici?
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chevarella?
Excused.
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Excused.
Okay, record should reflect you have 6 members present and 3 absent. Thank you.
Mr. Newberg texted me. He's working, so excused.
So noted. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Number 4, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Yes, sir. Up to the mic there and identify yourself. Press the button.
Okay, Jack Walsh, 31 8th Street, Derby, Connecticut. I came tonight because I was hoping to go to one of the subcommittee meetings, but they haven't met since April. And I was going to come tomorrow, but this has been moved to a special meeting tonight, so I'm here tonight. I'm really here to remind you of what you did in last November. And I'll read it to you. You made a motion to authorize the use of Caroline Street blocks, cobblestones, on the south side of Main Street, with the design to be determined and approved at a later date by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Motion passed unanimously. That was last November. My calendar, it's September. You know, I joke with people at that time that that was probably a motion to do nothing. I think so far I'm right. So I'm here just to remind you, you said you were gonna do this. Nothing's been done. On top of it, the kiosk was supposed to be replaced last year. There's still no kiosk there. So that's all I'm here for. And I've been here, it's going on 2 years now, and it's not done. So that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Walsh. We spoke on Monday about this issue, and I tried to do some research on everything. So I believe we're waiting for, there's still, the Main Street project isn't finished yet. There's still things have to be done. Okay, Linda, you want to?
I do.
I did the walkthrough with.
Press the button. Press the
button. Okay, I did the semifinal walkthrough of the project with the DOT and with the engineers and everyone else, and they're aware that they still need to replace the kiosk, and that's the plan. There was no discussion about the Belgian blocks because that's not their issue, but the kiosk is still coming and it will be installed.
Is there there's signage too they need to
they're going to work on the signage, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're aware.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, anybody else from the public would like to speak? Is there anybody else from the public who'd like to speak?
Yes, good evening. Karen Chemises, 25 John Street.
Hi, Karen.
And I welcome everybody this evening. I see that we have a short agenda, so I will try to be brief as well. The land records, I presume that's with the town clerk. But just as Jack Walsh just said, things have been brought up months ago and there's been no action. I raised the question back around the time of the budget preparations, why the GIS was not being updated. And at that time, the assessor had indicated it had something to do with the software, and she was on top of it. Well, the GIS is still not updated. So I would ask that, along with getting the land records all up to date and available to the public, that we look at the GIS and get that straightened out. My second question or concern is with the solar panels at the transfer station. Well, I'm not opposed necessarily to the panels being placed. I hope that this project still is required to go before the Inland Wetlands Agency to ensure that the location is being done in such a way that it does not affect any of the wetlands over in that area. And my second concern is I don't understand how we can go into a contract for 20 years with just a stagnant value each and every year. You would think that there should be something to raise as the periods of times go by, whether every 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, but just keep the amount for 20 years. I mean, I don't think that my electric bill is going to stay the same for 20 years, so I would ask that, maybe that could be discussed a little bit further. As I mean, even in on my Social Security, I get those COLA increases every year, and although it might be a pittance, it still is an increase because cost of living is going up. And finally, I think that Stephen Iacone will be a great representative for the city of Derby. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Is there anybody else from the public would like to speak? Is there anybody else from the public would like to speak? Seeing none, the public portion is closed. Number five, monthly tax refunds. Move to approve monthly tax refunds of $27,398.32 dated September 4th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Double.
Motion by Amy, second by Robin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Number six, land records management contract 1 year extension. Move to approve 1 year extension of land records management contract with Avenue Insights and Analytics, as reviewed by Corporation Counsel and authorized Mayor Joseph DiMartino to execute said agreement. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Motion by Ron.
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Discussion? Is there no discussion? Vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Number seven, additional solar panels at Derby Transfer Station. Move to authorize Mayor Joseph DiMartino to enter into a letter of intent and related documents for additional solar panels at the Derby Transfer Station as reviewed by Corporation Counsel. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Motion by Ron, the second.
Second.
Second by Robin. Discussion. Roger, you want to speak about this?
Good evening. Just briefly, this is a permission to submit a bid to United Illuminating. It's got to be in by Monday, so we're getting pretty close, as you know. And then United Illuminating will respond technically back to us and the developer of whether it's a go or no go, and the extent to which it will be a go, which it determines the size and the location of the installation. So to the question that was raised by Karen, we don't really know how big or small it will be. We know the likely size, but we won't know that until United Illuminating have finished their analysis. So essentially we're just presenting the board to get approval to send all the documents in to be in the bid process by Monday.
In a corporation online, Mr. Garfalo?
Yeah.
And this is went through the corporation council? Mr. Bartolo, counselor?
Tommy's got to hit star six to unmute his phone.
Hit star six, counselor, to unmute your phone. Okay. All right. Well, so this has been reviewed by Corporation Council according to the motion. Anybody else have any questions for Roger? All right. The motion's been submitted and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Number eight. Approval of Stephen Iacone as the Derby representative to the Regional Water Authority. Move to approve the appointment of Stephen Iacone as the Derby representative to the Regional Water Authority due to the vacancy created by the resignation of Frank Pepe and as recommended by Mayor Joseph DiMartino.
So moved, Sarah.
Motion by Sarah. Second? Second by Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Before we adjourn, I just want to advise that Mayor DiMartino is down in Florida with a family emergency. So I hope everything turns out well, and that's why he's not present tonight. So our prayers go out to his family. Number nine, motion to adjourn.
No move, Ron. 6:12.
Thanks, Ron.
Second.
Second,
Amy.
Second, Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting's adjourned at 6:12 p.m. Thanks, Ron.
Have a good night, everybody.
Record.
Your new record.
Record.